The National Education Association's annual report shows Iowa teachers' pay averaging more than $48,000. But Iowa State Education Association, the teachers' union, executive director Mary Jane Cobb is concerned.
I think that what we all understand is the rankings that came out recently that had us at 26th in the nation didn't include any of the cuts we're talking about. And so I'm concerned that the next round of rankings that come out are going to show us having slipped.
Slipped, despite millions of extra state dollars flowing to teacher paychecks during the last 3 years, somewhat of a bonus supplementing their base pay. Trouble is, with Governor Culver's 10% cut across the entire state budget, some of the supplemental money didn't get to teachers, even though State Representative Cindy Winkler, who chairs the House Education Committee, considers teacher supplemental pay funds firewalled.
Unfortunately, the Department of Ed gave different directions, and so we're just now trying to figure out where teachers have been cut in that salary supplement, how we keep our position and keep our promises. Those were salary dollars. We basically gave them the permission to disregard contract, and that concerns me greatly.
ISEA Teachers Union Director Cobb says teacher paychecks shrank.
I think it's primarily because the state is short of money. The first cut came at the end of the legislative session last year when Phase 1 funds were eliminated from the budget. And Phase 1 funds were used in a lot of our rural communities to bring teacher salaries up to the minimums, the state-mandated minimums. And in some districts, we had members lose $500, $1,000, $1,500 out of a paycheck, just gone.
Cobb's ISEA union is working to get legislation specifically protecting teacher supplemental pay.
Now, what we're hopeful for is that we can get some clarifying language that makes those funds not subject to across-the-board cuts, because that money is set aside specifically for the purpose of teacher salaries and cannot be spent on anything else. And if we could get those funds protected, then we could keep the momentum going.
And despite being short of money, that's what House Education Committee Chair Cindy Winkler wants too.
The teacher salary supplement, which is the additional dollars that we have contributed since 2007 for improving teacher salaries, those were to be held harmless from the across-the-board cut. It's an average of about $5,000 per teacher. The school districts were given information from the Department of Ed that they could take part of that 10% across-the-board cut out of the teacher salary supplement. Wrong thing to do, but we're trying to figure out how we fix it.
And while legislators are working on what money schools and teachers will be getting from the state next year, across the state, union teachers are bargaining with local school boards. Even in a tough economy, the ISEA's Cobb isn't apologizing for teachers asking for as much as 5% compensation package increases.
Some of these things are really outside of our control. And if you look at increasing IPERS and increasing health insurance and possibly step movement, not even an increase of the salary schedule, but just step movement, you're talking a 2 or 3 or 4% settlement in some cases. So I wouldn't say I'm unapologetic. I would say that I believe that education is competing with every industry out there for quality people to come into the workforce, and we need to pay people for the work that they're doing.
For teachers, as a voting bloc, pay and education issues are especially significant in this election year. Legislators and Governor Culver know it. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.